Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, last week here, my lead story was at the Public Theater, which had a huge virtual event scheduled for Monday night, called it off due to, no, not COVID-19, which suddenly feels like old news, but to the protesting around the country following the unthinkable murder of George Floyd. The Public put out a powerful statement saying it did not feel like a night for celebrating, especially for an institution which personified the idea of colorblind casting and fearlessly presented often uncomfortable shows about provocative subjects. Well, once again, the Public led the way. Day by day, almost hour by hour, similar statements and decisions are being made by all forms of arts institutions. Now, theater-wise, a virtual version of a take on the canceled Tony Awards has quietly gone away, at least temporarily. The Barrington Stage Company out in your area has postponed its benefit from June 13th to June 27th so far. And the countless and heartfelt words from the community continues. The York Theatre Company, known for lightweight musical material, wrote, "The York stands firmly and unequivocally in support of social justice in all its forms." Barrington Stage said, "We stand in solidarity with our Black community members, artists, staff, and patrons." Literally every theatrical entity, large and small, spoke out about the long history of the mistreatment of Black citizens. This just a few months after releasing strong support for healthcare workers. Not to mention the burst of creative participation from those suddenly out of work but aching to entertain in some form and when most needed. As playwright Lynn Nottage called them, the second responders. That empathy and yearning to help continues beyond words. Many of the nonprofit companies like The Atlantic, The Public, New York Theater Workshop, and more are opening up, no, not that way, but as sanctuaries of sort for protesters during the day who may need restrooms or air conditioning or simply a respite. Even websites that were once filled with ticketing advice or stage gossip are getting serious. Theater Mania, for example, is asking readers to consider donating to its suggested list of 10 African-American theater companies around the country. Likewise, the Workshop Theater offers a list not only of organizations to donate to, but Black-owned businesses in the city to support. Usually about now, I point out upcoming offerings that I'm looking forward to for the week. Well, I will continue to do so, but obviously the situation is very fluid. Some will not happen or may disappear quickly for different reasons, so I tread with hopeful caution. The aforementioned York Theater will be streaming a 2019 performance of Oh, What a Lovely War on Wednesday night. I never saw the play, but I do recall the movie. Despite the ironic title, the story makes clear that wars are anything but lovely. For this coming week, National Theater at Home is airing Shakespeare's Coriolanus, starring the always magnetic heartthrob Tom Hiddleston. That one was performed at London's Donmar Warehouse. Productions from National Theater Live, replete with star-studded performances British style, are always worth watching and a special treat at this moment. Now back here at home, the Eden Theater Company is presenting something called Room Plays, 10-minute one-acts described as site-specific and from emerging New York City playwrights. The first is tomorrow, Tuesday, called The Man in the Fuchsia Mask, written by Jake Brash. I'm sure these will be later available on YouTube. Enlightening talks with artists also continue so many places. The great actress Linda Lavin will be interviewed as part of a new series called Wise Conversations on Saturday. Those will be offered weekly and can be found by Googling Fine Line Theater Arts. Also on Saturday in the evening and again Sunday at 2, a piece will be streamed called In These Uncertain Times, which aims to consider what the future of theater will look like. That can be found by checking out an entity called Source Material. If, and that's a big if in these uncertain times, if it's not canceled, the New York Times will be presenting a notable and seemingly clever event on Thursday called Offstage Opening Night. It will be comprised of performances from the 16 or so shows that were scheduled to open on Broadway this past season. It's a great idea and will include an impressive array of talent, including Matthew Broderick and Sarah Jessica Parker, Mary Louise Parker, the cast of the revival of Company, and much more. There will also be thoughts from members of the community, including the paper's critics, I assume. With all the moving sentiments emanating from theatrical places and persons, one that particularly impressed me was from Today Tix, of all places. It's a necessary site that in normal times helps people find available seats for current shows. Now called Tomorrow Tix, T-I-X, of course, as it's spelled, it sent out a brutally honest message this week. We are a company comprised largely of people with privilege and who contribute to an industry that's actively failing black and brown people. We can't completely change Today Tix or the theater industry overnight, but we can take steps and make promises that will hopefully change the way we all think about theater, from audiences to creators and leaders on Broadway, the West End, and beyond. That statement goes on, but I think it gets at the heart of the issues that theater, especially Broadway, will have to face head on. It may be increasingly diverse in casting and more open to darker material. Hey, we did have Slave Play this last season. But the spiraling budgets and cost of tickets by definition limits the diversity of audiences. So there's a lot to think about, Jill, especially when we have so much more time to do so.
And there is, you are absolutely right. There's a lot to think about. There's also, I noticed with interest, I think it was yesterday, Sunday morning, there was a whole, Mo Rocca did a whole bit on Broadway and the ghost light. And it was very, not only was it encouraging, it was enlivening and inspiring. And it just, it showed, it, you know, even though these pieces are selective, it showed that there's a whole group of people out there just ready, willing, and, you know, even in the midst of all the stuff that's going, ready, willing, and able to perform, and that the show not only will go on, the show must go on. And yeah. I just thought that, you know, seeing that in an absolutely mainstream format was both encouraging and sort of exciting.
A little hopeful, yeah. On the other hand, the New York Times today has kind of a poll, results from a poll they put out there from people, you know, will you come to Broadway? Will you go to shows? People who tend to do, who tend to come to the city and do those things. And they were pretty mixed, you know. Oh, yes. Well, only if we could sit 6 feet apart. Only if this happens. Only, you know.
Well, I think that this is going to get my neutral card removed. But I haven't found the New York Times to be particularly optimistic about anything in the last while. If I'm, again, sorry to say this, but if I were on a steady diet of that, I think that I would just, you know, want to stick pins in my eyes, basically.
Yeah, well, we'll see if their event comes out. They are doing this big event Thursday. It'd be worth watching to see if it happens, because I'm sure that'll have all sides to the story. But anyway, yeah, the question, the entertainers, I think, are ready to do it, and the writers, it's whether the audience will come out, but we're not there yet. But anyway, in the meantime, you know, go on your laptop and you'll find plenty to watch. And you're sitting in your pajamas while you're doing it.
And don't forget those famous 7 words. If you build it, they will come.
Indeed.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens. Produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio. RobinHoodRadio.com.